Hey everyone, it's time for a 4 o'clock show. I am here, my name is Mila, and I'm covering someone's show, but I'm kind of hoping to turn it into mine, unfortunately. but not too bad. So I just have a couple calm songs for your Sunday afternoon, just to study to and listen to as you work. So I hope that you guys enjoy. This is Mila, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
Yeah. I can't forget that night, that night.
Hello, everyone. I have someone here with me in the studio I'd like to introduce.
Hey!
It's Mia!
What's up?
We're always, somehow, I feel like every time I do a show, I'm with her because I'm usually with her on her show. But today, she's with me on my show. Which is a fun little change, I think. So she suggested some songs, and we're putting them into our list today. So she'll probably introduce a couple things. The last thing that was played was Moves by Suki Waterhouse, which I think is a really good one by her. I think it's really casual. She's a lot of ones that go a little bit harder, but this one I feel like is very smooth. Also, this is the first official show, and not technically because this is a sub-hour, but this is the first official show, preliminary show of For Mooms and Loose, which is my show by me. And also, obviously, this is, once again, a sub-hour, so listen to this radio show on another Sunday that I'm not here, but, hello, Mia. How's your day? Tell us about things.
My day's been fantastic. I learned how to knit yesterday, so I've been knitting.
You learned how to knit yesterday? Not crochet?
No, bro. I learned how to knit, and I'm really proud of myself. I'm making a scarf and or hat. I haven't decided yet. And also...
Who taught you to knit? Was it just something
myself,
you
could do? Myself. YouTube.
Of course.
It was one of my goals for November, so I think I'm doing pretty good.
I like that, yeah.
Wait. Tell them when your show is regularly.
Yes, that's a good thing to say. So my show is regularly. It'll be tonight at 1 a.m., which is technically Monday 1 a.m.
Are you doing it?
I am doing it. It will be tonight at 1 a.m. So everyone, and I'm going to say this a lot because I am excited about it. But everyone, go listen. If you like what you're hearing today and what you're hearing now, go listen tonight at 1 a.m. And I know a lot of people are going to be like, I'm not up. I'm going to be asleep. It's a Sunday night, guys. Sunday scaries are real. And I don't believe you. So I think that if you are awake studying,
bro,
you should go and listen to my show. And I think it'll be fun. We'd hang out together.
You should also listen to my show, which is tomorrow, Monday, at 9 a.m.
Yeah, she's got a better slot than I do.
So you can listen to her 1 a.m. and go to sleep at 2 and then wake up at 9. 7 hours is a lot of sleep.
Yeah.
And then you can listen to my show as a wake up.
You should be thankful for 7 hours of sleep. At this point in the semester. Actually,
That's so not true. Last night, I got like 12.
I don't know when I went to sleep last night. I really knocked out, though, I can tell you. I will say, I personally don't have any finals left, or any midterms left, but I know a lot of people do. I know that there's like a big, I think a calc midterm on like the 17th or something that everyone's already starting to prepare for, which I think is shocking, but you guys are better than me, that's for sure.
I do not care about math.
I cannot choose to not care about math. Math has chosen to not care about me, and therefore I can't care about math.
That doesn't make sense.
I'm not going to explain it.
Calling your bluff.
It would make me look really bad. I can't do math, guys. Okay, so here's Mia, and she's going to be introducing the next song.
Oh, next is Good Legs by Jensen McRae. Jensen McRae is great. I really only listened to a couple of her songs, but... this song was on my day list today. Shout out Spotify. And it's so good. It's so good. It's my new favorite song as of today. So here's Good Legs.
I think I love the girl you made me.
So that was Mitski, Buffalo Replaced. And I want to just come in and say Mitski is one of my all-time favorite artists. And I think every time I have a show, I play her. And every time I have a show, I tell you guys that she is my all-time favorite artist. But for some reason, there's not a lot of Mitski fans in Medford. Actually, Mia is currently giving me the thumbs down on Mitski. It was a huge thing when I was back home. We all went to Mitski concerts and we were crazy for Mitski. And I think there's probably not a lot of other artists that people listen to in the rural South, but Mitski is amazing and I love her and she's so great. And she's such a good background noise, I feel like. And I think people take that as me saying she's boring, but I don't think she's boring. And I also think that she has her new album. I don't know how I feel about it, but I love her old albums. And everyone should go listen to Mitski because she's amazing. All right, and then the next song is Flounder by Quinny. Yet another artist that I come on here and talk about a lot. Listen to Quinny. She's amazing. She has one of the most unique voices that I've ever heard, which is controversial. But her music is different. It's interesting. And her voice is really unique and cool. So I'm playing a song by her, and I probably will always try to fit in a song by Quinny, just because there's so much versatility in her albums, and yeah. All right, so enjoy Flounder by Quinny, and then the next song will be called Waffles, which is one that I randomly found. I don't know how I feel about it, but it really gets stuck in your head, so I guess you guys can decide how you feel about that one for me, because I'm just not sure. All right, here they are.
can be myself instead of somebody else. I'd never trade the beauty that I've seen. Thank you.
Hello. Hello, Mia. Okay, so yet another, it's time for yet another Mia song. And she also would like to give you a quick PSA.
Yeah, really, something really important to say. Well, first, do you know what day it is?
Do I know what day it is? No.
Like the number?
Oh, the number. I think it would be November 5th.
Yeah. And that means two things. Number one, it means that I turned blank years old. Actually, I don't want to tell you guys how old I am, but it was my birthday.
She's 63 years old.
Okay, that's a weird number to choose. My birthday was 2 months ago, exactly. And then the second thing it means is that it's fall. Sorry if that was really loud, but I'm really excited about it. So I have something to tell you guys to maybe keep in mind during this fall season. Are you ready?
I think we're ready. Is everyone ready? Everyone be quiet. Listen to me.
Autumn brings some of the most beautiful days of the year to New England. If you haven't been getting all the exercise you should, now is the perfect time to get outside and walk, run, or ride a bike. Use your feet to go places instead of your car. Enjoy the fall colors, breathe the fresh air, reduce stress, and improve your health. A public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Community Radio. This tells us a couple things. Number one, I forgot.
I think that one thing we should note as a group is the fact that Mia promptly told us all to shut up, and then in the softest, sweetest voice ever, decided to tell us all about fall. So I think it really...
I'm really passionate about it.
Of course.
I'm so passionate that I couldn't even remember what the main takeaways were. But the point is that even if you don't exercise, you can just lay outside. Today, I laid outside, and I listened to music, and I knitted my little scarf/hat, and I watched the clouds and the leaves and the sun and everything, and that's why I'm so happy.
You sound like a cartoon character.
That's
She's
the reason.
Not a real person. She's actually a cartoon.
I did that just now.
No, I know. I know you did that, and that is why you were a cartoon character.
Okay, well, you should learn from me and do it.
That's I agree.
All.
Except for the fact that the weather here is incredibly crazy. And
no, it's nice.
We had an 80-degree day a week ago.
And I know, then and now that's nice.
It is freezing cold.
I sat outside, so it's nice.
Okay.
But it's going to rain, I think, so maybe don't go outside when it's raining. Or do, and you can dance in the rain, and then you'll still be happy.
Wear lots of layers. Don't get your cold. And, like, as in, don't get a cold, not don't get cold. Like, do not get sick because of us telling you to go frolic in the rain. Okay. We're having background noise, and Mia looks very upset. All right. Next song. Miss Mia, would you like
which
to
Which you did hear a little preview of, because Mila's lacking today.
I am doing quite bad today.
No, I am
not doing well. I'm doing very well mentally, but at the studio today, I'm doing quite bad. And it's shocking because it's actually my first show with another person alone.
I'm just making her really nervous.
And I know, I'm just so nervous because Mia's here. I want her to like me, guys.
Okay. But it's okay because you're trying your best, and we all know that.
Also, I would like to really quickly bring up a text I just got from a person who doesn't listen, who said, quote, should we get Mia a cake? Because she heard you say birthday and my in the same sentence and is now assuming that today is your birthday.
Today is my birthday. Did I not just say that?
I think every day, every fifth of the
every
month
fifth, yeah.
is in fact Mia's birthday. And I think that she should get a cake every single day. All right.
I don't really like cake like that.
You don't like cake?
Eh, it's okay.
I also don't like cake, which is... I don't like cake to an extent that if I ever do end up getting married and someone brings me a wedding cake, I will actually be upset.
Well, you obviously plan your own wedding. Like, you can plan to not have cake.
I know. I'm going to have, like, ice cream cake or something cool. Someone that I know apparently had a cannoli cart at their wedding.
I was just thinking about cannolis. In my mind, if there was a way to look in my mind and see what word I was thinking of, I was thinking of a cannoli.
Which is shocking, because how often do you think of cannolis?
That's a lot, actually.
Really?
Yeah.
There's
like
a new,
my daily thing.
Really? There's a new trend going around where people are saying casual random things as their quote-unquote Roman Empire.
Oh, I've heard so many people say that. You know what?
They'll be like, leaves are my Roman Empire. I'm like, babe, it's because you see them every day. What do you mean?
Like, really? I'm not like on TikTok or anything anymore, but I can tell when something is like trending because
yeah,
so many people just say it in their daily, like, I'm just...
We're not trying to be discriminatory against people who do have TikTok, because neither of us actually do have TikTok, but we can tell when you guys are all on the same
trend. And that makes, I'm not even missing anything, because I can literally tell.
No, I'm not. Or somebody will be like, oh, you're not on TikTok? Let me show you. And will show me whatever trend has been going on for the last month. And I'm like, all right, well, I totally defeated the purpose of not having TikTok. But, all right.
Okay, so the next song is by The Japanese House. You should all listen to The Japanese House. They're also coming here in December, so maybe you should go see them in concert. The song's called An Indexical Reminder of a Morning Well Spent, which... Actually, I'm not going to explain my thoughts on it, because I think it just speaks for itself.
But you do have thoughts on it.
I mean, I just think it's really cute. I really like this song. I really like The Japanese House. So
yeah, we were actually just having a discussion about how The Japanese House is coming here.
Yeah, I just said that.
Yeah. I know you did. And I'm finishing my thought. Okay. Could you hold your horses?
Sorry.
We're talking about how The Japanese House is coming here, and I was saying I don't really... care much for The Japanese House, but Quinny, who I've talked about 4 times in this show, is going to be opening for them. So anyone who likes either of those artists, you should look into it and get tickets, because I think they're like $30. They're really cheap. So.
Plus fees.
But those, they get us. They really do.
Mm-hmm.
It's okay. All right. Okay. This is
the song I just said. Why did you point at me?
I can't say the first word. I don't know how to say it.
Indexical.
Indexical.
Wait, no, is that even what it is?
Yeah, it is. Oh, okay. That's right. That's correct. We're not lying to the masses. And the masses are probably like 4 people. They're all our friends. But
okay. Just play it right now.
Play time.
Bring myself around.
Hello, hello. We are both here.
Squeaking of the chair, man.
It's so squeaky.
I should have picked another chair.
Oh.
Because there's a non-squeaky one, but I don't know which one it is.
Mine's kind of
sorry. It's just behind the scenes.
Yeah.
BTS. Get the inside scoop.
Inside scoop is Mia has unraveled the headphone cord and is now like doing some sort of crochet thing with it.
I'm just fidgeting, man. Leave me alone.
Speaking of crochet and yarn and knitting, it came to mind that she actually lives with someone who is absolutely fantastic at crocheting.
Okay, well, let's talk about how I am a knitter now.
Very good at crocheting.
Not that.
So I'm shocked about the fact that she chose to knit rather than crochet.
I just want to be different.
She's not like other girls.
No, I want two needles, not one.
Yeah.
Two is better than one.
Two is better than one. Size doesn't matter, but two is better than one. Had to throw in like
I never said that size doesn't matter. The size of my needles matters, and the size of my yarn does,
too. Well, the size of the crochet hook definitely matters. Don't they have, like, point somethings or whatever of differences?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, in the crochet hooks.
Okay, well.
Okay, also, Nettie, please tell us about the knitting needles as well.
No, I don't know anything about it.
Oh.
I just bought something. I bought yarn that was the same size as the needles. And it's working out so far.
Okay.
So, that's all I know.
Yeah. I want to knit. So, I had a friend who I used to hang out with a lot last year. And they had knit. And knit, is it knit or knitted?
What's I think it's past? Knitted.
They had knitted?
Nat.
They nat a blanket. They nat a blanket.
No, it's knitted.
I'm going to say nat.
No, please don't.
They knit a blanket. That's actually really terrible. Okay, they knitted a blanket of individual squares in high school, actually. And I got to, sit with blanket or whatever you do with blankets. And it was really cool. It was really, really cool. But apparently it took them, like months to knit an entire, individual square. It actually may have been crochet, but they were, little squares that, they had sewn all together, and I thought that was a really interesting project. But you're just making a scarf, huh?
I started yesterday, bruh. I'll get there.
Also, I would like to say my parents are listening.
Yes. What?
And they texted me.
Hi.
My mom says, my parents are actually here this weekend, and we're supposed to be on the show, but they accidentally got a very early flight. But we had dinner with them on Friday, I think. And they texted me just now, and they're like, Mia sounds so adorable.
What can I say?
She's naturally like
that. I'm just... yep. I am.
Naturally adorable.
It's just my nature.
Of course. So anyways, hello, Mom. Hello, Dad. It's nice that you're listening. I love you. Thank you for coming this weekend. I miss you. Anything to say to them?
Did they already, have a flight? Can I say safe travels, or are they already back?
They are already back.
Oh, well, I hope the travels were okay.
I hope the travels... Well, they're texting me, so they're not dead, at least. We know that much.
I hope it wasn't so taxing.
Yeah. Yeah, they flew into a tiny little airport in the middle of nowhere, so I'm sure they probably didn't have that much work to go through. All right. Let's see. Our show is almost over, unfortunately. Thank God we both have shows within the next 24 hours.
Thank God.
Thank God you guys will not have to be without us for long. I'm going to keep trying to pick up Sunday shows during the day. I don't know why, but I'm going to keep trying to. I think it'll be fun.
It's because Sunday Scaries will envelop you. I'm not saying you. I'm just saying for me, it's like... If I don't have something to do, it's like the Sunday Scaries will envelop me. So this is a really good thing to do on the Sunday, I feel.
Yeah, I think so too. And it's also inspiring work. I feel like I often turn on WMFO when I'm trying to I don't want to always pick through the songs I'm listening to. I'm just listening to somebody else play, and it's kind of nice. It's a good background. So I definitely enjoy it. But yeah, okay, so we have 5 minutes left of our show. I think somebody else is coming along to take over very soon. So we're probably going to end up playing two more songs, is my guess. Maybe just one, but I'm guessing it's going to be two. I am going to play Therese by Maya Hawk. Now, Maya Hawk is the person that I'm deciding that I will probably marry. I'm just going to stake that claim on her right now for all of you. to hear. Or we're just going to be best friends. I want to be best friends with her, I actually just decided. But she is actually shooting a movie in my town, she and her father. So people are keep seeing them and texting me and sending me pictures and stuff. And I'm like, you guys are my least favorite now. But yeah, so this is a song by her. She was also in Stranger Things. People know her from there. What else was she in? She was in a Netflix film called Do Revenge. She's been in a lot of random things. And then obviously her mother, sweet, sweet Uma Thurman, was a star of probably every Quentin Tarantino pop culture reference that has ever existed. But yes, so she also makes music, and she's actually really, really good at it, which is shocking but very nice. And so I'm gonna play something for you guys and hope that you guys get into it. I'll probably keep playing her just to make you guys like her more. But this is Therese by Maya Hawk, and right after is kind of just a chill song called Photo Photo by La 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 La. So I feel like a lot of repetition there, but I hope you guys like it. Okay, yeah, enjoy.
Stretching out her sore shoulder, leaning back, eyes closed, reaching up. She's wishing she was older, dreaming of an Appaloosa, saddled up, riding out of town. Dreaming of a Shelby Cobra, digging her tires in the ground. Bleeding, ringing in a New Year's mess, unaware of the stain on her dress. It's tactless, it's a test. It's just a rest, it's just a rest. White kitten in the corner, obscene, it really says it all. Milk matches her underwear. Get her down, take her off the wall. She dreams of Marlon and Austin, their bodies tangled in a net. She thinks of him every so often when she feels like a space cadet. She empathizes with your feelings. She's more interested in ceilings. It's tactless, it's a test. It's just a rest, it's just a rest. It's tactless, it's a test. It's just a rest, it's just a rest. Off the growing pains, we were seeing enemies, spelling out each other's names, whispering inside our red house while the adults were asleep. A guest to us was just for me, a quiet I keep on keeping. To rest does not.
All right, guys, it's time for us to say goodbye. Well, I guess goodbye. What,